During the Wednesday general audience, Pope Francis met with two Syrian doctors from the Syrian American Medical Society, SAMS. Medical practitioners from the organization work on the front lines of crisis relief in Syria and neighboring countries to alleviate suffering and save lives. Doctors Noor and Iman, who both work in Idlib, came into Vatican Radio to speak about their work.
I decided to move to this. I was living in Aleppo City. And 4 years ago, I decided to move to Idlib countryside and Aleppo countryside because of the lack of healthcare and doctors there. So I prefer to go and help them as a pediatrician because I'm dealing with children.
A lot of the children that you'd be seeing, would they be injured or would they just be need for help for some kind
of
illness?
They have a physical illness and psychological illness and a lot of them malnourished.
Now, you were telling me that you're a vascular surgeon.
Yes, I deal with the injured patients.
You deal
patients,
with the injured,
yes.
Right.
Yes, I treated a lot of children and women who were injured by airstrikes and bombing and barrels.
You're in the countryside, so what are the dangers like for yourselves, for your organization? Because you're outside, is it less dangerous or do you face concerns?
Yes, as a doctor, to work in a field hospital or any hospital in the opposition zones, it's more dangerous to be a fighter and face the enemy face to face. It's more dangerous because you deal with people who are not leave. The area under Syrian regime.
Because the hospitals is a deliberate target of airstrikes and bombs.
You were saying just a moment ago, you were talking about treating children, you were talking about illnesses and you were talking about injuries as well, but you made the point about psychological concerns and psychological traumas and problems. How much does that enter into your work?
Either a psychological support and friend centers for children to express the stress they live in, but we don't have enough of them, and sometimes it's hard to reach to them for children. I think about 80 to 90 children have psychological traumas, but it has a degrees, so
sure.
They.
So
this,
the trauma of losing parents, the trauma of displacement, the trauma of this, so it's so vast.
I'm afraid, yes, and displacement and the bad environment and not safety.
A lot of children had and their parents had died or they are
without families.
They are prisoners.
Yes,
a lot of them.
Sure.
Yes,
I know a child 8 to 10 years old. Girl without family. She lives with her 3 siblings and she care of them because her mother died and her father abandoned them. So
is there one particular story that has really touched you, or are there so many stories that you could talk about about what you've seen?
One massacre in Aleppo when we was in Aleppo. It was about 50 massacre. One of them was where a girl about 11 years. She was injured in his neck, in his chest, in his in her abdomen, and her intestine was outside, and fractures in her pelvic. And they treat other patients because it is a big number. 50 injured people. And after 1 hour, we come back to her, and she was alive. So we enter her to the operation theater and did for her multi surgeries for her abdomen injuries and for her chest, for her neck, for her fracture. And after 2 days, we entered her to second look to the operation, and the third one, and she stayed in the ICU for 1 month. And after that,
so she was improving. She improved. Yes, her condition improved.
Yes, yes. Yes. After
she fought to live. I mean,
after we thought she will die.
Yes,
she will die. Yes.
So practically a miracle. I wanted to ask you about the situation facing medical supplies, lack of doctors, the need for more medical treatment needed in Syria, in parts of Syria. How serious is it? How bad is it? How much more is needed to really help?
In this area, that's I'm speaking of, there is 3 million people. A lot of them is IDP, are
internally displaced.
Yes. So we are facing now a lot of new problems. The most important one is malnutrition, because they come from sieged areas. Yeah. So, and there is it's hard to reach sometimes to centers, medical centers. So we still deal with children who's evacuated from Aleppo 9 months ago and still malnutrition.
Right, they're still not getting the proper nutrients.
Yes.
They're still not getting enough food to survive,
yeah.
Basically. And that's the treatment that they need.
Yes, that's the important one. Because children have a specific treatment, not food, any food.
Right,
yes,
right.
Yes. Specific, so, yes. So we start to, because of malnutrition, children is susceptible, more susceptible for illness because they lack immunity. We start to see a lot of illnesses and sometimes the
right.
A minor illness
can lead to something more serious. Turn to something.
Fatal one.
They can actually die as well.
Yes. Mm. We need to reach to these children because sometimes. It's hard to reach to hospitals, and sometimes they don't want to get there because they are afraid of bombed in hospitals.
Sure.
We have to make a mobile clinic
to go out.
Yes,
so you need to literally take it to them.
House to house.
House to house calls. What do you see when you see all around you? Do you see a worsening situation? Do you see maybe that there was a slight, it was better, a little bit better than last year, or what do you see? And what are the hopes of the patients that you treat?
Nowadays, because I suffered from besiege in the past, nowadays Al Ghouta are suffering from severe besiege. We cannot enter for them any counters with food, medication, drugs, or they cannot evacuate anybody or any patient who is in need of to evacuate. There are a lack of food, a lot of specialists in many specialization. There are patients who are in need of chemical drugs for cancers. I want to concentrate of them, the besieged people. The situation will continue worsening because the war is continue. We should to stop the war. Because the people got tired from
suffering.
It.
They
want
suffering.
Yes. They want to live in peace. They want to learn. They want to go to schools, hospital, universities. Because of the reason of the war is continue. The war will continue. So we'll help to to get out to the reason of war, so the peace will
find a way out.
All people will enjoy peace.
Is that your feeling as well?
People inside Syria are thinking only about survive and securing food. Every child is dreaming about going to school every morning and playing in playground, and we don't have that. My family is still inside Syria. I have two daughters, and I wish them to have
to have the possibility to grow and have a future of hope.
Yes.
Basically, a future.
And I hope
like
that
other
for all children.
For a normal childhood.
Yes.
We're talking about a normal childhood, normal life. Like you,
safe environment.
Like other children all around the world.
That's our dream.